Lau. F. No. Rorim. Rorim. I'm afraid you're going to have to listen to the end of the episode to understand what that meant. Yeah. Welcome to Sweet But Salty. And welcome to the most symmetrical day of the year. Today is February 12th, 2021. And if you write it down the German way, that's 12/02/2021. Perfectly symmetrical, and I love it. I think we're not surprised. I love things like that. So today I wanted to take the chance and talk about a concept that kind of occurred to me lately, and that's how other people are mirror. Because I think that the things that other people say to us give us an idea, not just of how we come across, but rather of who we are. I don't think it's really important to rely on other people's opinions to form an idea of who you are. That's the wrong focus. You know yourself best. That's definitely true. But what you don't know exactly is how you come across when you say something and when you interact with others. Because you don't see yourself. Yes, you can hear yourself, and yes, you can have a feeling for what you're doing in the moment and how that may seem to somebody else. But somebody else's reaction will always give you a very true depiction of the way that you are to the outside. So I think it's important to pay attention to how other people react to us. The closer they are to us, the better they know us, the more interesting and the more important their reactions are. So what I'd also say is listen to others when they speak to you. Which words do they use? They say everything you need to know if you listen very closely. Sometimes it's about a little word that they put in, a maybe here and there, or a little word that they could have said but left out. And if you really, really start to listen to people and what they say, you can get so much more information than you think. It's so interesting. Speech and language are so powerful, and they're so important. Don't ever underestimate the power of your words. I cannot stress it enough. Now, what's also important is that you listen to yourself when you speak. Which words do you use often? Are they appropriate at the time and for the context and for the person that you're interacting with? That's why I love writing, because you can write things down and they're permanent. And you can look back years later, and when you analyze the type of words and the type of language that you use to describe your life or yourself, you can get a very, very deep understanding of who you were and how you were thinking. And obviously, you can also do that in the current moment. So you can write down things right now and just read closely what you have actually written down. Again, which words do you use? Are they more positive? Are they more negative? Are they neutral? Do you use a lot of words that have to do with emotions and feelings? Or do you use a lot of words that show that you think a lot, that you are a rational person? Do you use words that are creative or standardized or words that you come up with yourself? I mean, there are so many options, and I think that we can also start changing ourselves when we start changing the way we speak. So obviously, there is not just words. There are also the things we do, the way we act, our body language, our facial expressions. There's so much about us that tells somebody else what we are thinking and who we are. In psychoanalysis, everything is seen as an expression of your subconscious. So I know that sometimes situations don't go to plan. Interactions with other people might seem a little awkward or like we've failed at them. We might have gotten a result that was completely different from what we expected and hoped for. But in terms of psychoanalysis, we'd say that the way that things go is just an expression of our subconscious. It might seem a little abstract, but I think that's very, very interesting. So even if you think that you said something that wasn't right, go back and think about it again. Maybe you picked up on something in that moment that you weren't really aware of, but that was actually there. Kind of a vibe that you can't really see or feel. So don't be too hard on yourself. And know that everything has its purpose and everything has its reasons. You know, our vibe attracts our tribe, so you can always change yourself. And you can do that very easily by changing the way you speak. And I think that's so interesting. Yeah, so to finish this off, I'd say the things we say to others say more about us than about them. So I can't stress it enough. Listen closely to yourself and be aware that your words have so much power and that sometimes you don't need to be physically strong, because I definitely am not physically strong, but I think I have understood that my words have quite some impact. So always be aware of that. Yeah, so one inspiration behind this episode was definitely my dad. My dad is a very special person. I am very close to my family and I love all of them. My dad and I have had our fair share of discussions and fights, but we love each other and we care about each other. And I am so thankful to have him in my life and to be 100% certain that he will always, always have my back and always, always be 100% honest and upfront with me and tell me things that I probably don't want to hear, but that are actually good for me to know. So you're probably not listening to this, but I love you and I wish you a happy birthday, Dad.
Hi, I'm not sure who is the survivor, and I listen to the fan creature for it.